There were fits and starts, but the real moment, at least for me, began when Leo nailed his in the protective plastic armor required by management. Helmet, knee, elbow, and wrist pads. Leo stood at the rim of the concrete bowl, right foot on his kid-sized board, waiting for an opening in the action. Half a dozen skaters were rolling in and around the U-shaped bowl, ranging from preteen to 20-something to grandpa. A wobbly, pudgy, ponytailed old dude in a white tank top, happily swirling around the smooth surface like a golf ball dropped into a bathtub. Leo had just turned 8 and was determined to master the drop-in, one of skating's landmark accomplishments, like catching your first wave, slapping your first base hit. He'd lean forward, lift his back foot onto the board, and tilt into the concrete belly, trying to time his descent and avoid a collision. Yet on each attempt, as he tipped over the edge, he'd jump off and chase his runaway board. The other skaters would skirt around him or his board, and I worried they'd start getting pissed at this cute but annoying little noob. Instead, I overheard their coaxing. "Nice try, kid. You can do it."
"Almost, dude."
Even old Ponytail weighed in with encouragement.
"Try staying forward."
Leo tried and bailed, and I forced myself not to intervene. But I also realized he wasn't actually bothering the other skaters. Despite his size and hesitance, he was one of them, or was about to be. The scene was so different from the baseball or soccer fields of his and Sean's half-hearted forays into team sports, where typically only the best kids got to play. Here, amid the whoosh and thwack of polyurethane wheels on wave-shaped concrete, amid the shouts and laughs of boys, young men, and one lone girl, there were no jacked-up parents cheering or jeering at coaches and refs. Here, Leo's coaches, refs, and teammates were his fellow skaters, and they were all pulling for him. I realized something else as I sat at a picnic table, drinking coffee and pretending to read a magazine, our big white dog curled at my feet. Leo wasn't on the sidelines or in the dugout waiting for the call-up. He wasn't on JV hoping for a shot at varsity. I wasn't stressed about whether he'd get a base hit or a foot on the soccer ball. He was out there in a muddle of skaters, all ages and skill levels, smaller than the rest, but doing his best, trying the same maneuver again and again, which was enough to earn a spot in the mix. After more than a dozen attempts, Leo pushed over the rim, leaned forward, rolled down the slope, and kept both feet glued to his board, arms wide for balance. He rolled up the other side, kick-turned, and rolled back in. The other skaters circled in close, buzzed past him, and then they clapped, or patted his back, or gave his helmet a tap. They said, "Yeah," or "Nice," or "Good job." One kid slapped his board against the lip of the bowl, which I'd learn was a skater's form of applause. They didn't make too huge a deal out of it. It was subtle enough, but they'd all been watching as another tyke strived to join their club, as he achieved the feeling of what, freedom? Flight? That they'd felt their first time. Leo tried to play it cool, nodded his thanks, tamped down his smile. "And Dad?" A quick-to-cry softy, I had to turn away and hide my melty face behind my New Yorker. Years later, I'd still get teary over the memory of that transitional day, long before my boys and their skating would bring me to tears for other reasons. Leo's inaugural drop-in wasn't quite my introduction to skaters and skate parks. He and Sean, a year and a half older, now 9, had been skateboarding on and off for more than a year, and I'd been taking them on occasional skate outings. But like an anthropologist witnessing some tribal ritual in the wild, it was my first unfiltered exposure to the unexpected nurturing, the antithetical and empathetic embrace of the culture of the board. Don't get me wrong. It's not like the skate scene welcomed 8-year-olds with hugs and cookies. Like surfing and snowboarding, there was a rite of passage aspect to gaining entry into the club. If it had been me trying to drop in, old Ponytail might have elbowed me in the neck. But it's not like there was a skater's checklist either. It was more about attitude. And whatever it was skaters looked for, Leo had it. Sean did too, having graduated from Food Lion's Beginner Bowl to the more challenging street skating section, whose patrons were more tattooed and intense, no grandpas or toddlers.